live in or near a city, you may have noticed another sign of pandemic recovery, more cars on the road. That's true in Southern California, especially around Los Angeles, a city with epic congestion during the before times and a city whose national image sometimes centers around all of that traffic. The researchers are noticing an interesting change in traffic patterns. Darren Chidsey is here to walk us through it. He is the chief operating officer at the Southern California Association of Governments, one of the nation's largest metropolitan planning organizations. Darren, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott. Glad to be here.
So your organization is partnering with UC Davis to look at how the pandemic has impacted traffic. Let's start at the baseline of what the roads and the freeways looked like over the past year when people weren't going to work.
Sure. We went from robust traffic and congestion around the region to almost overnight freeways being empty and much of the commerce slowing down. Pretty dramatic change overnight and something we certainly have never seen in our generation.
So now we're at a point where a large chunk of American adults have been fully vaccinated. A lot of people are feeling ready and safe to return to a lot of their previous habits, go back into work, things like that. What are you seeing that's interesting as more people start to get out into the real world again?
Well, I think there's probably three different categories of traffic patterns that we're tracking closely. First is vehicle miles traveled by trucks. So we've actually seen truck traffic back up to pre-pandemic levels. Second is a portion that hasn't changed, and that's our essential workers that have to physically get to their place of work. Mm-hmm. The other part of that is commuters. And that's been the part that's been the slowest comeback is more and more people are teleworking. We know many businesses have been offering more flexibility. But the real question is that one day a week, is that 4 days a week? That difference is going to have a big impact on our traffic patterns moving forward.
Have you seen any patterns that show whether people feel comfortable getting back on mass transit again yet?
I think that's the biggest challenge that we're looking at right now. My transit ridership is still off 50%. And we know that our transit is going to be key to our meeting our environmental goals around air quality, as well as our congestion goals. So we're seeing all of our transportation partners really look at that very closely. Some are offering free and reduced fares for school-age children. Some are offering discounted passes.
Mm-hmm. As you think of all these big picture planning things, what is the thing that you're the most worried will return to exactly as how it was before?
I think in terms of worry is we got very used to being able to connect with people virtually. There are lots of other economic activity that we were used to taking a trip for. And when we look at traffic patterns and the benefits by turning that trip into a walk or perhaps doing it virtually, those small reduction of trips can have a big impact on our congestion and our environmental goals. So that's what I worry the most is that people will stop thinking about what worked well over the last year and try to think back to how they just had been accustomed to doing it in the decades before.
Over the next few months, what is the biggest question mark you have? What is the data that you are most interested to see how it shakes out in the long term?
Well, the biggest question is, are our transit riders going to return? That's number one. But I think number two is really an opportunity. A lot of neighborhoods that were predominantly just housing, they're now working from home. And where local businesses have actually had business go up, bringing more commerce into neighborhoods that weren't there before. And so now that they have more customers during the week, we think that's a real opportunity that's going to provide more options and more benefits and have impacts on our regional transportation system as well.
Darren Chidsey is the Chief Operating Officer at the Southern California Association of Governments. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.